Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA, Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses, removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today, 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Get ready, Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history. The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next, blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. There's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. We welcome you from all parts of the country this Friday morning. It's October 12th, and it is the weekend, baby. Yes, we hope that you had an incredibly great weekend, week, and you're off to a really great start for your weekend. Well, I'll tell you what. Like every morning as we're driving in, I like to tell you what we see in the morning. Little bit foggy this morning if you're just getting started. So make sure that you're giving yourself enough time to get there. Get there safely. And you know what? Every single morning we pass by several buses on the way in. And this morning, this is what I want to encourage you to do, because I always see something that makes me want to remind you about our kids and getting to school. Make sure that you're giving yourself a safe distance behind buses. Sometimes we can get in such a hurry, and buses, school buses especially, can be or seem like a nuisance in the morning. But you know what? If you're traveling and you're late, you just got to suck it up. You might have to be late. So before you get into the late zone, give yourself enough time to get there. Give yourself enough time to slow down and remain at a safe distance from school buses. You know, it warms my heart when I see moms putting their kids on the buses in the morning. And for many of us, it's a rarity, because I know moms, we've got to get to work and we just sort of have to trust that our kids are okay at the bus stop. And so for those moms that are traveling in and have to leave their kids at the bus stop, I want all of us to be moms and dads and just watch out for all of the kids that are standing waiting for buses, or that are walking to school, or that are crossing through school zones. So just a reminder that 9 o'clock is the time when kids and school zones cease to move, at least for the morning. So if you're driving in this morning, be safe, stay engaged, try to stay off of your cell phone, and make sure that you're steering clear of our kids' rear. Well, it's Friday, and we have had an incredible week. And you know what? Every single day, we have just had something else that has encouraged us to push harder, to move a little bit stronger towards being the change that we want to see in eradicating breast cancer, and just downright saying, hell no. Hell no to breast cancer, DC.
Hell no.
Absolutely. Let me just tell you how you can connect with us. Our offices are located at 3717 Government Street. That's suite number 2, right here in Alexandria. And you can zip it up with 71302. People, DC, are just, they are just finding us. And every single day we have visitors at the OPT offices.
Absolutely.
And we love it. It's a time where we just stop what we're doing and we fellowship with people that want to talk about their stories, or they want to talk about their support, and they want to talk about the reasons why they've decided to support. And you know what? Every story gives life to the next story. And this morning, I just wanted to share with you guys in my quiet prayer time this morning, the question that was posed in my spirit is this: are you always a taker? Or do you try to give back? And that's a question that we want each and every person to ask themselves, whether it's this movement or any movement. Are you giving anything? And, you know, Brenda Strong, DC, I got to go back to Brenda, because, I mean, we fellowshipped with Brenda for a long time. And she said, you know, after you guys were having that conversation, it made me think about my supply. And so the reason why we're having these conversations is to make every single person think about their supply. And so this morning in my prayer time, I was thinking, and I got in my spirit, that people, DC, think that if their supply doesn't appear large, then it won't be large.
Right. And it's quite the contrary.
Mm-hmm.
If you're being poked, prodded, unctioned,
mm-hmm,
to get in some type of movement, that movement needs your supply.
Mm-hmm.
And without your supply, the movement won't be able to be as successful as it's intended to be. So, you know, if you're being, if you're getting a, hearing a small, mm-hmm. still voice saying to mm-hmm. you, there's something that you can do, we need to hear from you. We need to hear from uh-huh. you. And it's this movement is a heartfelt movement. Mm-hmm. This is not just a movement of, hey, we're gathering up this or we're gathering people together, and we never really see what the benefit of gathering the people together is about. Mm-hmm. This is about raising funds to help women mostly in this fight against breast cancer. Mm-hmm. It is a movement that is all over the country, mm-hmm. is just being successful because mm-hmm. everybody gets the same feeling.
And you know what Brenda said, DC, that really touched my heart and it moved me this morning, Brenda, and I know you're listening, my sister, in my prayer time. And she said, you know, right when I got in the car, the devil tried to get in and he tried to stop me. And I sent the picture over to our incredible web editor, Mary Hollingsworth.
Mary.
And so, Mary, if you're listening, I hope you got that and I hope you can post that as soon as you can. She's incredible. But there are these wonderful, beautiful doorstops. And I have been sending them to everybody I can think to send them to. And so what the enemy tried to make her believe is that her supply had no value. But I love what she did. She said, you know what? You don't buy no gas in this car. Matter of fact, you don't even ride in this car. And she got in her car and she drove to our offices at 3717 Government Street, suite number 2. And we fellowshipped. And Brenda, that really, really blessed us because there are so many people out there that think that have been fooled and lied to by the enemy that think that their supply is pointless and useless. And it is a lie. Your supply is needed. And we want to hear from you. And here's how you can connect with us by phone. It's 318-445-5658. I know we got to go to a break, DC, but we want to tell people that it is not too late to register for the team.
All right.
And to get in where you fit in and to become a part of this movement.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I'm about to pull up our go-to team participation and see how many more people have joined. I think we're up to about 70 people.
Wow.
So the team is really growing, and that's fine. You know, because at one point I was saying the team was hard to manage, but with an outstanding team captain like Octavia Williams, she can manage.
I bet she is.
Go Octavia!
I bet she is sleeping in tonight from that Med Express 20-year throwdown that I know that they had last night. Hey, but you know what? We've got something else on the agenda that we are more than proud of, and that is the town that we live in, Cheneyville, Louisiana.
Seville!
Celebrating their bicentennial 200 years. Yeah, we're going to be talking about that, so you need to stay on point, plus so much more. We got to get a quick break here, but we're back right after this.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses, removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Brayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Brayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Brayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Get ready, Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history. The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next, blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. There's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get
back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Race in now. This special rate is available only through October 12th. Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back into the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Now, only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You know how there are things in life that you didn't know were missing until you found them?
Sure, like yoga or texting.
Or a good breakfast.
Oh, I wish I did that more often. Who has the time?
Who does? But I tried apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal at McDonald's.
Apple cinnamon, love that.
It has whole grain oats, walnuts, crunchy apples, and it's 270 calories. It's fast, it's wholesome, and now my day isn't really the same without it.
Move over texting, oatmeal just raised the bar.
McDonald's apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal, the simple joy of a wholesome breakfast. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, this is Councilman Derek Bossman Johnson, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Ms. Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Reginald Allen, the mayor of Cheneyville, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's Friday. It's the weekend, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
And this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is on point, always serving Rapides and surrounding areas. And here's how you can connect with Rosa and her team, 318-487-1881. You know, it's Friday, it's the weekend, and we have so many incredible things that are coming up that we're excited about. And one of those things that we're excited about is Cheneyville, Louisiana, celebrating 200 years. It's their 200th anniversary, and it's from 1812 to 2012. It's the Cheneyville Bicentennial. And here to talk about that momentous, momentous part of history is Mayor Reginald Allen and City Councilman Derek Johnson. We welcome Derek back, and Mayor Reggie Allen, we welcome you for the first time to the OPT Network, all pinked out.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Absolutely. And thank you for wearing pink. It really, really delights us to know that real men do wear pink.
Yes, indeed.
And they wear it well. So thank you for doing that. I want to start with you, Mayor Allen, and I want you to talk about, first of all, 200 years, 200 yes. years of history. Yes. What does that mean to the city?
Well, it means a lot to us. The community has come a long ways from the horse and buggy days.
Mm-hmm.
The community was surrounded by a lot of farmland, which it still is.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of individuals that came from the fields and slavery and olden days, and, mm-hmm. and now we're up to par to where we're trying to move with the new millennium.
Mm-hmm.
And to actually commemorate 200 years, well, we thought it was something that we should try to put together and mm-hmm. show our support for the community that we represent.
Absolutely. That is absolutely amazing. And I can't tell you how proud we are of you and the city council members, the city attorney, and the leaders in Cheneyville, Louisiana. I think that this is going to be an incredible, incredible, and I can't say it enough time, a momentous event in history. And so I want to turn to you, Councilman Johnson, and I want to talk about the idea of the festival and how that came about, because it's been a while since we've seen a festival in Cheneyville.
Yes, it has. Our councilman, Charles Allen, first brought the idea to us about like roughly like a year and a half ago.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he brought it to us and basically just laid down, you know, the foundation for us. And from there, you know, our city attorney, Greg Jones, he got on board, started helping us plan it, you know, along with me and Mayor Allen. And we just got together and, you know, we reached out to the community and asked them, what do they want? You know, mm-hmm. what, because it's Chaneyville. Y'all stay here too. What do y'all want to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do y'all want to see, you know, in the town of Chaneyville? So.
And were people receptive?
They were. They were very receptive. You know, for the most part, I'd say like 95% were receptive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you know what? I can't tell you how it brings a smile to my face to know, and not even surprised, that Councilman Charles Allen had this idea, because he is always, you see, on the front lines of trying to bring great things to the city of Chaneyville.
Absolutely. He always does a wonderful job. Big ups to Charles Allen for being the change.
And you know what? We want to say speedy recovery to him. Yes. Charles, we miss you in the studio this morning, but we want to just give you your accolades and your kudos for always being the change that you want to see. And so as we move forward to the festival, Mayor Allen, let's talk about what the city and all of those people from the surrounding areas can expect.
Well, we're going to have a classic car show, classic car and truck, even
gotta have the truck,
tractors, motorcycles. I used to be a biker myself, so.
Were you a biker dude?
Yes, indeed I was. I was a biker guy.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I contacted some friends of mine with the Golden Eagle Motorcycle Club.
Uh-huh.
Diva Club, so there's going to be some ladies there.
The Diva Club,
yes.
Biker chicks,
yes.
I love it.
Yes. So I think Main Street's going to be full of a lot of excitement.
Mm-hmm. And what we're seeing every day for the last several weeks is, and we love the sign too. We meant to tell you, we love the sign when you're coming into Chaneyville. You can see the beautiful sign about the festival, but getting the town ready and getting the town cleaned up. We got to say kudos to the city for the great job that they're doing. Let's talk about that.
Yes, my employees, along with volunteers from the community, and to piggyback on the signs, that was a part of our city attorney, Greg Jones. He was the guy that had those flyers
mm-hmm,
made up,
mm-hmm.
and they really look great.
They absolutely do.
But as far as the cleanup effort, the employees there as well as volunteers, we've had great response from the mm-hmm. from the community. We had a community cleanup day just a couple weeks ago. I had anticipated on maybe 10 to 15 people, uh-huh. but I ended up with 45 people.
I love that. And let me just stop you right there, because what I love about people who know us know that we're from Bunkie, and my dad
yes.
lived in Chaneyville, but we call Chaneyville home too.
Yes.
I love the ladies in the community that tend to the flowers, and help me with their names.
Yes. Miss Doris Ernest, Miss Betty Ray, Miss Jenny Sue Hoyt, Miss Barbara Hootzler, all of these individuals mm-hmm. I've grown up to know all of my life mm-hmm. from a little boy. Once you're on board and you let them know that you're doing mm-hmm. something for the community, you don't have to ask them.
Uh-huh.
They're going to step up to the plate, and they're going to give you ideas for what they've had from years ago. And,
uh-huh.
and we take a punch list, and we try mm-hmm. and go from there.
And what I love about the city of Chaneyville is the diversity that we all come together.
Yes.
And there's so much love there. And I see the love that those ladies put into keeping the Main Street clean and keeping it beautiful.
Yes, they're committed to their community.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to also step and say, well, it's not about the accolade that we have. I was born and raised there in Chaneyville. And you have to have a heart and a passion, because when you represent a community,
mm-hmm.
you have to show that community that you are a part of it.
That's
it's
right.
not about the political
mm-hmm.
aspects about things.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be a part of the community. You have to step out there. I don't mind getting out there weeding, mowing. Derek had
mm-hmm.
The inmates come in,
mm-hmm.
and he was a part of that cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
And as you saw last week, former Mayor Carl Johnson was out there
mm-hmm.
on Main Street.
Mm-hmm. Kudos to Carl, who is Derek's dad. And Derek, you have been really a servant in this community, just watching your dad serve and then serving alongside for years. And so this is a part of your physical fabric and makeup. Talk about that spirit that you know as well.
Well, first I want to thank, you know, my mom and dad for, you know, bringing me up right and just showing me, you know, the ways. You know, I watched my dad for years,
mm-hmm.
First being a councilman in Chaneyville, then stepping to that role as mayor, and just watching him and, you know, the everyday you know, upkeep that he does, you know, the planning, the preparation, you know. And then, you know, when I decided, you know, I wanted to run for, you know, to serve after I got out of the military, you know, he's the first one I talked to. And, you know, he told me, hey, you know, it's not going to be easy. It's not no easy road, you know, but, you know, you're going to have a lot of things to do. Basically kind of geared me in the way.
Right.
You know, and then, you know, serving aside Mayor Allen, you know, I see him go through the, you know, the ups and downs of just being in that mayor position and, you know, just trying to, you know, like.
Lord have mercy, yes. Huh, Mayor?
Yes,
the ups and And you know what? You know, I just thought about it, D.C. We never have political people on the show, but this is two mayors, 2 days in a row.
Yes.
Two mayors in a row.
But you know what? Everybody who listens to this show, Mayor Allen and Councilman Johnson, knows that we are apolitical. We don't get into politics because that's what we're not. We know that's not where our calling is. But anytime mayors like Mayor Roy and different people that are doing Mayor Fields, Mayor Allen, and the people that we see that are helping to give back to their community when it has absolutely nothing to do with politics.
Yeah.
It's just about bringing people together. We want to showcase that. And as we were talking about the former mayor, Mayor Carl Johnson, what I love most is that he has been a leader, but he understands how to be a follower.
Yes.
And that he can, and we as a city, can get behind you, Mayor, and we can follow you and follow your leadership.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because in order to be a great leader, you have to have a great follower.
Mm-hmm.
And I served two terms as a councilman, and I followed Carl. I tried to stick beside him. He stuck beside me. There's nothing I can't call him for, information, ideas.
And isn't that what it's really about?
Yes. Working together, unity.
And we have such great unity in the community. And Miss Betty,
yes,
that helps to clean up, she came and put a flyer in my door, in our door. And she even went as far as to tell my mom to at Walmart to make sure that we got the flyer. Because they're wanting to be a part and
they're devoted. She mails out some of the flyers. She calls people. Some of the younger individuals there in the community, they have it on their Facebook page, as well as I do. The word is out.
The word is out. And you know what? We got to take a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to tell you what a divine party it's going to be. It's going to be a party of dynamic proportions.
CBO's about to bust it open.
Yes, 200 years. Man, we're due for a great party. You're on point, everybody. We've got to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this.
KAYT 88.1, Gina Alexander.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat?
I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Reginald Allen, the mayor of Cheneyville, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Crisp.
Hello, I'm Jock Roy, the mayor of the city of Alexandria. I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping the city of Alexandria to enrich individuals and the community through the provision of services and effective coordination of programs in Central Louisiana. Thanks, guys, very much. Team OPT, for your positive support, the city of Alexandria can't thank you enough.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart. Don't forget that you can go by any of the three locations in Pineville. That's the Edgewood location, also Commerce and Coliseum Boulevard. They are on the front lines of being the change that they want to see in eradicating breast cancer. They've got the jeweled ribbon pins for only $5. They have got the ribbons, the paper ribbons, for $1. Help us to pink out all three locations. And then they have those super mega raffle tickets. So yeah, be sure and visit the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Also, Davis One Stop. I say it every single morning. I don't care which way you're traveling on Highway 71. Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville, and they are also pinking out their windows, D.C. They've got pink butterflies. They've got the Christmas tree. They've got a big old huge bucket.
Absolutely.
Many, many ways to give to this movement.
Cheneyville is getting down.
Cheneyville is getting down.
That's
absolutely right. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. If you're just joining the OPT network this morning, we're joined by Mayor Reggie Allen and also City Council Member Derek Johnson. And we're talking about the 200th anniversary. And when I say 200 years, you know, it's mind-boggling almost from 1812 to 2012. And the festival is going to be held on Saturday, October the 20th. In the heart of Cheneyville. And Mayor Allen, I couldn't be more excited because, as I said earlier, we're way overdue for this incredible party. So I want you to tell people about the festivities, about the dominoes. I just love to say slapping bones, but I'm reminded that those people that play dominoes are really quick with those numbers.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to tell you. I'm going to have to let Derek take care of that part about the dominoes because I can't count that fast.
I can't either. So, Derek, are you a domino guru?
I'm not a domino guru, but I play.
You do a little something, something?
Yeah, I do a little, you know, a little slapping every now and then.
Uh-huh.
On the hand, on the table.
On the table?
Yeah, on the table.
And so, you know, slapping bones is like really old school. Y'all remember, well, Derek might be too young, Reggie, but you remember back in the day where people used to sit under the tree?
All day and all night.
Yes, sir. And they used to slap those bones. And so that is going to really, really bring back, you know, a blast from the past. So why dominoes, Derek?
Dominoes, because Cheneyville is known for the Domino Festival. That was before
before you were born.
Yeah, before I was born, that was when Miss Ruby Hawkins was in office. She's always had the Domino Festival down.
Yes.
So, you know, that's something that, you know, we're trying to get back, you know, in the routine of doing, bringing a festival, you know, to Cheneyville every year, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we're doing a bicentennial this year. Hopefully next year, you know, we're going to do the Domino Festival and just keep the, you know, the spirit going.
Mm-hmm. And so is it going to be a tournament of sorts? Are we going to have a domino king or a queen?
Well, it's not going to be a king or queen. This is going to be a domino champion and a runner-up, you know. So,
a domino champion and a runner-up.
Yes.
And so what do we want to say to all of those people who remember the days, and some people that still do play on a regular basis, about coming out?
We want to welcome, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's no registration fee. So, you know, you just come, you know, come around 10:30. From 10:30 to 11, that's when you sign up and you register.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, you know, we're going to go ahead and do it bracket style. Sweet 16, you know, March Madness, whatever you want to call
uh-huh.
it. We're going to get down
there. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Oh, that sounds like a competitive type.
Oh, it
those sound like fighting words.
No.
Okay, so Mayor Allen, now when we're going to start off the car show, let's talk about all of those people that have those cars that want to bring their cars down.
Yeah, the city attorney, Greg Jones, he's basically in charge of that. He has a few vintage vehicles himself, as well as Ms. Bridget Brown, city attorney Bridget Brown. They all ride in a club. I think that there are cars coming from all over the state because I accidentally put it on my Facebook page. And
you accidentally put
it? Yeah, several clubs picked it up. So we're going to have cars coming from everywhere. My fire chief, Mr. Lee Stanley, who lives there in Cheneyville, he has quite a few vintage vehicles. We had a meeting last night at the fire station, and I think he's going to bring everything in his arsenal.
Wow.
Out of his
he's got an arsenal?
Yes, he does.
I love
there's
it.
There's at least 9 vehicles over there.
Really?
Yeah.
So we're going to have cars from the 20s?
Yes, as well as tractors now.
As well as tractors.
The first John Deere is in Cheneyville.
No.
Mr. John Ed Ray owns it, Miss Betty Ray's husband.
You're kidding me.
This particular tractor has steel wheels and cleats. It doesn't have rubber wheels. It has metal wheels all the way around it. It doesn't have a ignition switch. You have to turn it to start it with a big
goodness.
Wheel. So we're talking extreme vintage.
I cannot wait to see that.
Yes.
Do we know what year that tractor is from?
I can't remember, but I think it's going to be displayed with a big poster when we put it out on Main Street.
And we're also going to have cars from the 30s.
Yes.
The 40s.
Yes.
The 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, on
exactly.
all the way up until current.
Yes, the fire chief actually owns a Model A and a T bucket.
Amazing.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That is going to be so exciting to see for all of you who love to come out to car shows and see those vintage cars and to see not only those vintage cars, but how well kept they are.
Yes.
Most collectors they are in pristine condition, D.C.
Absolutely. And this I just fully expect for this weekend to be a really, fun weekend because Cheneyville is just a fun city. I mean, every weekend there's something going on in Cheneyville, and you would just think that with them having an organized type of festival situation going on, there's people that are from Cheneyville that are all over Central Louisiana, and you know that they're going to be coming home.
Absolutely.
And then you've got the people in Texas and surrounding states that's going to come
because
they like to get together. There's more family reunions in Cheneyville than you can shake.
This is true.
Yes. I mean, really.
Everybody's family.
Really, yeah.
Everybody's family.
That's right.
I love that.
Everybody's
and you know what?
Family.
What we did want to say, too, is that we have got some incredible, good, great cooks in Cheneyville.
Yes.
Let's not forget about the grillsmen.
Yeah. I mean,
let's not forget about the
grillsmen. Just about every other weekend or so, somebody's grilling and doing dinners for some type of situation or some type of occasion. And the food is just absolutely outstanding. So it's going to be a lot of food, fellowship, and really just hanging out. You know, libations will be in the mix. People are going to have a good time. But it's all in good, clean fun.
Yes.
And we're expecting for the weather to be absolutely beautiful.
And I'm glad you said that about food. As of yesterday, the food vendors, Cracklin's Barbecue, Hot Tamales, Catfish, fried ribs, chicken on a stick, funnel cakes, baked goods, candy, popcorn balls, you name it.
Hey, is your dad making popcorn balls?
Yes.
Is your grandmother going to be making those tea cakes?
Those tea cakes.
Oh,
man.
Now, is Miss English making cakes, or do we know?
I think so.
Miss English pushed it down.
Now,
hello this morning, Miss English.
What would that do, Miss English? We love you. Your cakes are absolutely incredible.
They are divine.
But don't get determined to send us no cake. Because David Christmas is, I would venture to
I'm
say,
almost
he's 30 almost
down.
30 pounds down.
Yeah. I mean, but
DC, what are you gonna do?
I can still dream, baby.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I received one of those cakes just last weekend.
No, you didn't.
Yes, St. Paul. I think they had a fish plate sale, and they
had her cake.
Yeah, they brought.
Oh my goodness.
Me and Corlett, just to show you how Cheneyville is about eating and fellowship. When we found out that they were going to have the festival, and I was talking to Reggie, and they started doing a little cleanup around the town. They just had the whole city come together.
Yeah.
Like you was talking about. Shucks, they were having a big old barbecue there.
Yeah, we did at the fire station. Yeah,
and we
really did.
And you know what I love the most about living in Cheneyville is that there are people like the former mayor, Carl Johnson, that any time, well, almost any time that he cooks, and I'd venture to say almost every time he cooks, he sends us a plate.
Yes.
And that is the spirit, Derek, that is Cheneyville.
That's right.
Yes.
And that's what, you know, that's what makes people a community. When there was a time where there was a village and people came together, you know, people just come up and knock at your door and they have a plate for you, or they just say, just come by,
yeah,
and pick up a plate. And so that's pretty much the spirit that will be encapsulated on October the 20th,
yes,
for the 200th year celebration, bicentennial, anniversary, festival, all those things culminated into one. And Mayor Allen, I want you to finish up with everything that you need to say. But before you do that, I want you to acknowledge all of those people on the city council that really lead and help you to make all of the things that Cheneyville,
yeah,
does possible.
Cheneyville is made up of a body. It's not about just me as the mayor.
Sure.
There's five councilmen, Derek Johnson, Charles Allen, Mickey Allen, Charles Collins, and Mr. Criddle. Mr. Criddle has been a councilman for over 20 years. He's the veteran of the group.
Wow. He keeps y'all straight.
Yeah, he keeps me straight, for
uh-huh,
sure.
Uh-huh.
He's the mayor pro temp. If there's anything that I don't know,
uh-huh,
educational-wise, political,
uh-huh,
I go to him and he'll tell me what I should do and what I shouldn't do,
uh-huh,
or how I should go about it.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that's the mark, Mayor Allen, of a great leader, that you're not afraid to ask. And one of the things that I'm sure D.C. can echo is that any time D.C. calls you up or we have an,
yes,
issue or we need something,
yes,
you're right on point.
And, yeah, and one thing about it, we as men, a lot of times we put our pride first instead,
uh-huh,
of saying that,
uh-huh,
hey, we need help.
That's right.
And when we wanted to put this together, I told my staff, I have to tell Miss Paula Davis, my town clerk,
mm-hmm,
and Cynthia Blue, both the clerks, they handle all of the phone calls. So they're the ones that actually organized all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more focused on the group together.
Mm-hmm.
And when we set aside our differences and put our accolades aside, hey, we're all on the same team. Let's make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do what we got to do, and let's go for it.
Absolutely. And so before we've got to let you guys go, what's the most important thing that you want people to know that are listening from all across this great state about this 200th year anniversary?
I'd like for everybody to know that Cheneyville is not as small as you see it when you pass through on 71.
That's, mm-hmm, right.
Oh, that's good.
It expands as well as its people.
Uh-huh.
And we're not going to sit there and play politics next Saturday. It's about having fun and about,
absolutely,
being yourself.
I love it. And for you, Derek, what's the most important thing that you want people to know about this great festival?
That they could come out and have a good time with us. You know,
absolutely,
come out and party with us. You know,
uh-huh,
you know it's going to be nice, clean, fun, you know, no alcohol. We're not going to have alcohol on the premises because we don't want, you know, any problems.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be,
mm-hmm,
like a nice, you know, nice, good,
nice,
time.
Nice, clean fun.
Good, clean family fun.
Yes.
And on behalf...
Fun for the family.
Fun for the family. And, you know, on behalf of our great city, our great mayor, our great councilman,
absolutely,
we want to encourage people from all parts, far and near, to come out and experience what is the heart of Cheneyville.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right.
Amazing. And DC, for you.
What? What is it going to be? I'm sure.
Wherever the food is, that's where DC's going to be. We already know that.
Just enjoy the food and the fellowship. I really just enjoy seeing people come together and just have,
mm-hmm,
a good time the way that they do. And we see it all the time in Cheneyville. It's just a place of good, good fellowship. The people love one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's nothing for them to put together. It's absolutely nothing.
And
the little place there on Main Street, what is it, Mayor?
Where?
The hall.
Right there on Main
the
Street.
Annex building.
Yeah, the annex building.
There's, that's going to be
always,
the information center.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's always, yeah, something going on there.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a family. There's always somebody doing something to enjoy themselves. And that's why, you know,
mm-hmm,
I call Cheneyville the last frontier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is one of the last, one of the most wholesome places,
mm-hmm,
you ever want to live. We came there when we went. We were kicking and screaming because we were living in Baton Rouge, and we did not
we
want
did
to come
kicking.
Home.
Yes, we did.
We did not want to come here. When we sold our house in Baton Rouge, we had this house. We had to go somewhere, and we're still here.
Yeah.
We're
because
still
when we
here.
Finally stopped and realized,
mm-hmm,
this is really, really wholesome.
Yeah, and it's a great place to raise your kids.
Absolutely.
And people know us so well that we exercise,
yes,
in our neighborhood. But what we realize is that we get up before the sun rises and we're home the sun is going down. And so we said we've got to move our exercise to Alexandria. And people said, we don't see you guys anymore. Yeah. You know, they literally miss if you're not there.
Yeah, people know.
Everybody's somebody's neighbor, so they pay attention to everything there.
That's
in the community.
Exactly right. We want to thank you guys, Mayor Reggie Allen, Councilman Derek Johnson, for being the change, and all of the leaders and all of our family in Cheneyville. We want to thank you guys for being the change that you want to see.
Thank you.
Because that's what it's really about, coming outside of the political and bringing people together, one heart, one mind. It's going to be happening October the 20th. It's going to start at about between 10:30 and 11 o'clock. It's going to go all afternoon, and you are invited. Thank you guys for spending the very best part of your morning with us.
Thank you for having us.
Right here on the official OPT Network.
Cheneyville
in
the house.
And, man, thank you for pinking yourself out this
Real men wear pink.
Friday morning. Yo, you're on point.
Cheneyville.
It's Friday. Cheneyville's in the house. We got to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this.
Yeah.
HixsonHasIt.com. HixsonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixsonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixsonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixsonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixson has it.
Hixson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin.
because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of One Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Laura Bryan with First Federal Bank Louisiana, and I'm a breast cancer survivor. And I support Team OPT and its efforts to raise money and awareness in the fight against breast cancer. Thank you for your support.
Hi, I'm Trish Desitel, and I'm a breast cancer survivor. And I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network, with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle Wolf is in Avoyelles Parish to serve you. The number to phone is 318-346-6695. Also, McDonald's of Pineville, Southern Heritage Bank, meeting the needs of this community. And you know what? They're independent. They're a community-focused bank. They have friendly service. And they are the right bank to bank with. Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. Get HD for Life, plus so much more when you simply phone 318-767-2220. Now, if you're just joining the OPT Network, it's Friday. And you know what? It's all about October being National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we have made it one of our great missions to say hell no to breast cancer and eradicate breast cancer. And we have been stomping and getting people to get involved, DC, to get up, to bring their supply, and to be the change that they want to see.
Absolutely. And people are responding. Right now, our team has grown to about 80 people.
Wow.
We really would like to acknowledge those folks. It is really growing. You have until Sunday to register. We would invite everybody to register.
Absolutely. And it's not too late. They extended the registration, and with that, more people did sign up for our team. It is an extra $5, so it went from $25 to $30. And so it's on, DC.
It's on.
I mean, it is on. We cannot tell you how excited we are about the families. And DC has deemed it
Year of the Couple.
Year of the Couple.
If you're a couple out there and you want to do something and help in a cause that's going to help and may even affect you in the future, but you've already sowed seed to a positive result, you would want to go in and sign up for the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. It doesn't matter who you walk with. We'd love for you to join our team, but it doesn't matter what team you're on. If you walk an individual, just show solidarity and go out there and be the change that you would like to see in this cause. It is a movement. You want to get on it. It is a movement, and it is a movement that is successful. And it's not an individual movement.
No.
This is a community movement.
Absolutely. And it's a worldwide movement. And let me just give the website, DC, before we give the roster.
Give it.
Hey, the website, everybody, is www.komensinlaw.org. And listen, you got to make sure that on that cover page, on the front page, when you click on to that website, that it says Sinlaw, because a lot of people went in and they registered for other races. And I understand how it's coming up. So if you need help, all you got to do is phone us. 318-445-5658. We've registered so many people and we're happy to do it.
Absolutely. And we have people calling, and we're helping them register, and they're not registering for our team. We're just a hub.
Mm-hmm.
We're just a hub to help you to get to where you want to go. That's what we do here at the network, the official OPT network, not the Dupe network. We are the network.
Absolutely. We are the network.
Dupe it.
And with that said, the starting lineup for the 2012 third annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure looks something like this.
Ooh, starting off at team captain, Octavia Williams and her husband, Johnny Williams, first couple.
First couple. And then we have Elena Williams and Alyssa Williams.
Family.
Family. Then next on the list, DC, is
Lynn Heyman.
Lynn Heyman.
Then another couple, David and Carlette Christmas.
And another family, David and Carlette Christmas.
Oh, and
David.
Young David II.
The second. That's right. Adrian Bob, you're next on the list.
Gene Williams and Hank Williams, couple number three.
Couple number
three. You're the next contestants in the Walk for the Cure.
The Walk for the Cure.
Yeah. Get up, Gene.
Janae Tyler, thank you for being a part of the OPT network and family.
Nikitra Allen, better known as Nikki. She resides in Peeville.
Peeville.
Nikki's got some of those mega raffle tickets, too. You need to holler.
All right. Next on the list is Sarah Pittman. Sarah, thank you for being a part of the network.
Thank you, Sarah. And next we have Reverend Williams, a.k.a. Big Easy, Cedric Williams.
Cedric
Y'all
Williams.
Y'all know him. He went to Peabody.
We said Cedric brings the swag.
He brings it on.
He brings the swag to the OPT team. Karen Chandler, you're next. Thank you for joining.
Thank you, Karen. Andrea Roberson. Thank you, Andrea, for being the change that you want to see.
We want to thank Thesha Davis. Davis One Stop. Thesha called us early on and said, you know, what do I need to do to get on the team? What do I need to do to be a part of eradicating breast cancer?
Yeah.
And they're doing that plus so much more.
Absolutely. Thesha's co-sponsoring with us. Thank you, Thesha.
All right. Who's next, DC?
That is Zandria Kirk.
Zandria
from
Kirk.
The Kirk family, of
yes.
course. That's another family. Leslie Kirk and Rashawn Kirk.
Yeah. Thank you guys for joining Team OPT. We want to thank Craig Roy.
Craig. Thank you, Craig, for being the change that
mm-hmm.
you want to see. Jessica Williams and Kimberly Balls.
Thank you, Jessica and Kimberly. And I can't say enough about them. Hearing impaired, but still working to be the change.
Absolutely. Stephanie Boudreau.
Stephanie Boudreau, thank you for being part of Team OPT.
Vicky Fontenot.
Vicky Fontenot. Arnaise.
No, that's Ananias.
I know. Why do I say that?
Another couple, Reverend Ananias Robinson and Charvette Valley Robinson.
And you know, if we don't use our glasses,
another couple.
It looks like an R. Charvette and Ananias, thank
right,
you.
I got you back.
I know you got my back. Go with the next couple, because I know you love this.
The next couple is the proud parents of Major Figgins,
mm-hmm.
Ashley and Steve Figgins, always on the front lines, being the change that they want to see. Y'all know Steve. He's got Top Flight Automotive.
Uh-huh.
He comes to you to fix your car. Top Flight Automotive.
Absolutely.
If you need it fixed, call Steve Figgins.
All right.
And he'll take care of it for you. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve and Ashley. Next on the list is Terry and Betty Brathwaite. Another
power couple.
Another power couple.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Man, Terry and Betty are always on the front line.
Oh, yeah.
That's Stephanie Chandler that's next. Stephanie Chandler.
All right. Thank you
for being the change. Thank you for giving back. Thank you for not being a spectator, Miss Chandler.
Thank you for getting off the bench, every single one of you. Stephanie Chandler, thank you for joining Team OPT.
Jackie Brown. Not to be confused with the movie Jackie Brown. That's Jackie Brown from Cheneyville.
From Cheneyville, from Seaville.
Seaville in the house.
Angie Baker.
Angie B.
Angie B is what they call her.
Let's not forget about Miss Yvonne Jenkins in Gina, Louisiana. Miss Yvonne Jenkins.
She's got those raffle tickets.
Absolutely. Thank you for being the change that you want to see in this fight against breast cancer, Miss Jenkins.
DC, I've got another family.
A family.
Lisa Willeber, Robin Willeber,
and Miss Ava.
And Miss Ava Willeber.
The Bloody Fifth.
The Bloody Fifth Ward in the house. Hey, another power couple, D.C.
Fifth Ward representing.
Another power couple. Two more power couples.
Who is that? Oh, yeah. That is. That's another power couple. Tamara Glenn and Bobby Glenn.
Oh, man.
That's Miss Odell Turnipseed.
And you know what? They walked with us last year. We welcomed them back. They are an amazing part of the OPT Network. Thank you guys so much. And we want to thank also Sylvia Eli and her husband, Anthony Eli.
Man, y'all know Sylvia and Anthony. They run a daycare, plus they sell that fabulous pecan candy.
I know you couldn't
Anthony
wait that to get that out.
Walking around. Y'all need to give him a holler. Give him a holler, boss.
One morning.
Tasty pecan
candy.
Eat a piece for me.
Wait a minute. One morning, Anthony came into our office loaded with that wonderful pecan candy. And this was one of those mornings that DC had started his diet.
Yeah.
And he said, I just, my mouth started watering.
Man, I'm going to have to start it tomorrow.
Anthony and Sylvia Eli, thank you guys for being a part of the OPT Network team.
Sylvia and Anthony also have some of those mega raffle tickets. We're going to try to tell you what's on the list today.
We got to hurry then.
Let's hurry, mother.
All right. Next on the list.
That's me. Oh, that's Nanny Berta. That's Alberta Christian.
Alberta.
That's another family. Her and Laura Francisco, mother-daughter team.
That's Laura Christian Francisco.
Mother-daughter team.
Mother-daughter team.
Mother-daughter team.
Out of the bunk town.
Out of the B-town.
Bunky, Louisiana.
B-town. Oh, look, let me just give a big shout-out to my brother and my sister-in-law, Brennan Andrea Christmas. They're in town. Big ups to B. Brishier.
Celebrating their high school reunion.
Class reunion, class of 1982, Bunky High School Panthers.
30
Keisha
years.
Keisha Triplett is in town. She's the president. They're going to be at the game tonight. They're going to have their banquet on tomorrow. And then they're going to be doing a church service at Salem Baptist Church.
On Sunday.
On Sunday.
All right. Next on the list is who, DC?
Let me see, mother. I lost my place.
Deborah Broadway.
She's the new person on the list.
Deborah.
Thank you, Deborah.
I think it's Deborah, but it could be Deborah.
Yeah, that looks like Deborah.
Deborah.
But you know, that may be a swanky way to spell Deborah, too.
Hey, that's either Deborah way. Broadway. We love it.
Absolutely. Thank you for being the change, Miss Broadway, in this fight against breast cancer.
Can you not wait to see everybody?
Oh, man. Team, I think we're going to. Yeah, it's going to be nice.
It's going to be amazing. Hey, Eric Miller, thank you for joining Team OPT.
E. Miller.
Tim Pittman is next. Keisha Easley.
I believe Keisha Easley is related to Mike.
You say that every morning. All right, Patrick Bennett, you're next. Richard
Pat
Malvo.
Pat Pinnock and Richard Malvo, man, those are some expert grillsmen, too. Let me just put that out there. Darlene had a gathering at her house one time, and Richard.
DC, if you keep talking about food, we're never going to finish.
Richard and Patrick had those steaks humming.
And what about that quail?
Oh, real quail. I can taste it right now.
Oh, my goodness. How about Major Jamar Gales?
Major Jamar Gales. Thank you, Noop.
Thank you for serving.
Kappa brother to join the team. That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you for serving this great country, and thank you for being the change that you want to be. Another power couple is next.
Ooh.
Maurice and Darlene St. Romain.
Power couple. Always on the front line. Doing it. Doing it big. Everything is big at Sylvia's. That's what I'm dubbing.
That's going to be her new tagline from you?
That's her new tagline. Everything is big at Sylvia's Caring Companion.
All right, Darlene, I hope you can embrace that.
They got big rides, big cars. Chuck Mix Gabby drives an Escalade.
Big food.
Everything.
Oh, it's big.
Keep it real.
I love it. Also, we're joined by Gabrielle Smith, who's a part of the St. Romain family.
Miss Gabby.
Miss Gabby, so happy to have you. Chiquita Mays, we call her Tika.
Oh, yeah, Miss Tika. That's the wife of Jesus, man.
Yeah, yeah. Another family, Caleb Smith, Caden Smith, and Kendra Smith.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
oh, y'all. I don't know if I can take it. Danielle Bryant, thank you for being part of the OPT Network. Who's
thank
next?
You, Danielle Bryant. That would be Cheryl Ray and Mary Frey.
Cheryl Ray and Mary Frey. I love it. Hey,
Randy
my mom.
On the hookup.
My mom, she and her sister, they're going to walk.
That's another family.
They're going to walk it out.
Team.
They're going to walk it out.
Walk it out.
We already mentioned Deuce Christmas. And what about Trish Desitel, who is
a breast cancer survivor? Thank you, Trish.
We were super excited to see you back again for the second year on our team.
Yeah, another power couple.
Yes, indeed.
Break it off.
Another power team. Howard and Ethel Jones from LeCount, Louisiana. Yeah.
Yes,
44 years of power.
44 years of marriage. And they look happy.
Yeah, they do.
You can see the happiness in them.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
Thank you guys for being the change that you want to see in this fight against breast cancer.
Absolutely. Thank you, Linda Saucier.
Linda Saucier.
And then, DC, we've got another family.
A family.
Cindy Beauregard.
Man, what can you say about that?
Oh.
What can you say about Cindy? Cindy has always been the change. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, who co-sponsors with the OPT Network.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for being the change that you wanted, that you want to see, and not being a spectator.
Absolutely.
Not being a spectator.
And creating those think tanks, Cindy.
Absolutely.
Those think tanks, we love it.
And we love that community reinvestment that you guys do.
Absolutely.
Absolutely awesome.
All right, so Cindy is the CEO of the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and we've got her girls. We've got Landry Beauregard, Lacey Beauregard, and Lindsay Beauregard.
The Beauregard
the
family.
The Beauregard family.
Yeah.
And last but certainly.
No, you forgot Daniel Henry.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Daniel.
Daniel.
Daniel Henry, thank you for being the change that you want to see in this fight against breast cancer.
And y'all, the list is still growing, so this could not be everybody, but I want to say
Brinley Bowden.
Brinley Bowden. I wasn't going to forget Brinley.
All right.
Brinley, thank you for being a part of the OPT
Network.
About
80 people so far.
And
we expect to get about 20 more people, Mother.
You know what? Sky is the limit. And we said that early on. I said, you know what? I'm believing for as many people as we can get.
Yeah.
You know what? Because we're all fed up with breast cancer. And we know that when we stop this one, like Brenda said, when we stop it at the door, and I thought about Brenda this morning in prayer, because you know what the word says? The word says the devil is under our feet.
Absolutely.
She said we walk on those bricks. So we're going to stamp out breast cancer. One person, one doorstop, one brick, one conversation, one person at a time.
Be the change that you would like to see in this fight.
All of those people, DC, that have gotten off the bench and joined this incredible movement, we say a heartfelt thank you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And when we come back, we will be letting you know what's in the Super Mega Raffle.
The Super Mega Raffle, y'all. It keeps growing. You gotta stay on point. We're back right after this. Get ready, Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history. The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next, blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. There's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Race in now. This special rate is available only through October 12th. Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back into the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% 9%
APR. Now, only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a Heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots. Flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Hixson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, log on to HixsonHasIt.com. You can go to their website, again, HixsonHasIt.com. They're proud sponsors of this year's third annual Race for the Cure. So, y'all, this morning, we want to finally, DC, talk about that super, super mega raffle.
Absolutely. And before we go into that super mega raffle that we're about to go into, let me go ahead and give this shout out to my sister-in-law and her, the women of 1982.
The women of 1982.
She said, give us a shout out. I'm going to shout them out, too. I'm going to shout y'all out, class of 1982, Bunky High. That's Andrea, Keisha, Monica, Natalie, Sheila, and Deborah and Vernon. I think that used to be Verna Bradley.
Wow.
I'm
yeah,
sure
that's
all
right.
Of them have different last names. That's why I didn't say the last names, because I may mess them up.
So there are going to be a lot of people in town for the 30-year class reunion
B-Town,
at Bunky High
homecoming
School.
Homecoming at Bunky High tonight.
Absolutely. You know, before we go to the Super Mega Raffle, I want to remind everybody that Nora Clayton at Be Unique Hair Salon, D.C., she has got some pink ribbon decals as well. So, Nora, we want to thank you for being the change that you want to see, and we want to help. Thank you for helping us in this movement to be the change that you want to see. And so, if you need your hair done, Be Unique Hair Salon is not only a great place for healthy hair, great style, but it's a great place to give a donation and be part of the change that you want to see in eradicating breast cancer. Now, on to that super mega raffle. I'm going to tell you one thing. I get so excited about getting those gifts. You could swear that new washing machine, I feel so passionate about it, ladies, that we're going to try to get you a dryer.
We got to kind of move, mother.
Okay, go ahead.
First thing on the list is a leather Lazy Boy recliner from Five Star Furniture valued at $1,000.
What do you think the list is valued at this point, DC?
The list may be valued at somewhere around $7,500 right now, but it's going to continuously go up.
Okay, next on the list, Lowe's of Pineville, let's build something together. They have given a washing machine valued at $500.
We fully expect to put a dryer on the list, too. So, you know, we've got some time left. We expect to put a dryer in.
Hey, not only has Lowe's of Pineville given that washing machine, they have given a $100 gift card.
Lowe's of Alexandria has given a $300 stainless steel gas grill.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave a $100 gift card.
I love it. Let's build something together. If you're needing something, Lowe's.
Go to Lowe's.
Pineville, Alexandria. Also, Oakwing Golf Club has given four rounds of golf that's valued at $200.
J&J Exterminating, liquid termite treatment. If you have a house and you don't know when the last time you got it treated, you need to be treated for termites.
Mm-hmm.
They will eat the house right from under you.
Mm-hmm. $850 is that value.
Oh.
Also, Dillard's of Alexandria, they've given a gift basket.
His and hers.
$250 each.
That's right. The his is $250. The hers is $250. That's six bottles of cologne in each basket, plus some other assorted items.
People can't tell how much you really love those fragrances. Dillard's of Alexandria for the style of your life. How about KP Jewelry? They gave a gift card value at
$100. Paulette, let's not forget Brenda's Hobbies. She does custom suits as well.
Mm-hmm.
She's donating two custom-made male suits. Beautiful suits,
mm-hmm,
that they're going to tailor make to fit your body, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they're valued at $300 each. That's a $600 value.
And there's
a blue suit and a black
suit.
Classic blue, classic black. You got to have that in your arsenal.
You're going to be on point whether you're going for an interview, you're going to church, or you're just going out on the town. Every man needs a classic navy suit and a classic black suit.
Absolutely.
All right, who's next, DC?
That would be Johnny Carino's with a $50 gift card. Davis One Stop with a $50 gift card. Papa John's Pizza with a $100 gift card.
You could have a
Run
party
Wild
with that, huh?
Sports, mm-hmm, to go get your sports paraphernalia, a $100 gift card. Logan's Roadhouse and Steak Grill, a $30 gift card. Texas Roadhouse, a $30 gift card. Hana Japanese Steakhouse, a $50 gift card. Raising Cane's,
mm-hmm,
a $75 gift card. As y'all know, we're going a little fast because we're trying to get it all out.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
UMD Sportswear has given a $100 gift card. Top Flight Automotive has given a 182-piece toolkit valued at $200. Sombreros, Dinner for Two. Chili's gift card, $25. Outback Steakhouse, a gift card for $50.
Mm-hmm. The Grand Theater has movie passes. Precision Tune Auto Care has given an oil and filter change.
Also, they're going to check all your fluid levels with that oil and filter, mm-hmm, change over at Precision Tune.
Bake Your Day has given a $100 gift card.
Absolutely. Go get you a cake.
Uh-huh.
Walker Automotive Group has given a pack sack valued at $60, and it's got every little thing you'll need in it.
Uh-huh.
Little bags, coolers, caps, the whole little nine with GMC and things of that nature on it. It's the cool pack, especially for the fish. I'm going to put that in the man pack.
You going to put that in the man pack?
Yeah.
All right. What about Sonic? Sonic has given $60 worth of gift
certificates. Sonic has given 60 spoons frozen yogurt. If you want to eat ice cream but you don't want all the fat, go to Spoons for Frozen
Yogurt. That's yogurt, yeah.
That's a $50 gift,
mm-hmm,
card. McAllister's Dilly and Gift gave a $40 gift card. Ryan Steakhouse, a $40 gift card. Spa Beliza, I'm going to let you hit that one.
Spa Beliza has given a pedicure and a facial valued at about $150. There's a gas card from Tobacco Plus. Great for gas prices. We want to give a big shout out, DC, to Benita and Victor Jones of Pineville, Louisiana. Benita, we know that you're listening. Not only do we want to give you a shout out, we want to say God bless your health and a speedy recovery. And Benita has donated an Avon basket. Do you see? It is filled with great stuff. It's valued at $100. Also, Little Cakes has given a gift card. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, Dr. Gary Jones, Dr. Chance DeWitt. Hey, they have given not one, not two, not three, not four, but five complete screenings. Buffalo Wild Wings. Yeah, you want to get those wings from Buffalo Wild Wings. They have given gift certificates as well. Williams Tax and Financial Services, that's Hank and Jean Williams. They have given a free file and prep.
Yeah.
BJ's Pizza House. They have given dinner for a family. Five Guys Burgers.
Five Guys.
Yes,
dinner
sir.
For four. They
yes.
get dinner for four.
Okay, who's next, DC?
Papa John's is giving a $100 gift card.
Okay.
It's $100 worth of pizza.
Uh-huh.
Captain D's dinner for two. Anchor Seafood and Steakhouse dinner for two. Brud Construction gave a Hunter's Pack valued at $75.
Uh-huh.
And Shalosky's Dilly gave dinner for two.
I
love
it.
Let's tell them where they can get those tickets at right.
All right, let's do it. Hey, Barbara Harrison, I know you're listening this morning.
Yeah.
Thank you for not being on the bench. Barbara was one of our stars,
yeah.
our superstars last year. She called up and said, hey, I want some of those super mega raffle tickets.
Barbara, thank you for being the change that you want to see in this fight against breast cancer. Barbara Harrison, she's got these tickets. She's from Cottonport, Louisiana. She works at Pinecrest. Her mm-hmm. number is 308-1429. Call Barbara and get some of these tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Cynthia Wade from the B-Town. Thank you, Cynthia. Mm-hmm. Cynthia has some of these mega raffle tickets. Her number is 452-1333. Bonita and Victor Scott has tickets, 481-9862. They reside in Pineville. Yvonne Jenkins in Gina, Louisiana. Get in contact with Miss Yvonne at 403-1874. Jessica Williams from Cheneyville, 447-2530. Cedric Williams, a.k.a. Big Easy, 521-4385. Octavia Williams, our team captain, has these tickets. She works at Med Express. Her number is 542-2462. Dorcas Bernstein. Miss Dorcas Bernstein, thank you for being the change you want to see. She resides in Natchitoches, Louisiana, 609-2967. Levi Jones is a superstar. Mr. Jones, Levi.
Hey, we call Levi the superstar of the week.
Yes, indeed. Levi is selling these tickets. He resides in Colfax, Louisiana. If you're in and around the Colfax area, call him at 446-0808 and take advantage of being the change you want to see and win these prizes.
Hey.
Y'all win these prizes.
Wait a minute. Let me just give a shout out to some of last year's superstars, Alvin Ooh. And Stephanie Butler.
Yeah.
They have tickets and we'll have their number.
Absolutely.
She's at Rapides Hospital. He's at the VA.
Laura Francisco.
Uh-huh. She's got some tickets.
Last year's superstar. Let me get back into this. Okay, Mr. Kenny Roy from Cheneyville. Y'all know Kenny Roy. 729-2425. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at all locations
mm-hmm.
have these tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa Price from Boyce, Louisiana. 446-1380. Cora Howard.
J.C. Penney.
Miss Cora works at J.C. Penney. She's from Alexandria. Her number is 229-1076. Y'all call her. Sylvia and Anthony Eli, 664-4122. Rose Walston. Thank you, Miss Rose.
Another superstar.
She's in the Winfield Natchitoches area. Rose's number is 332-0999. Brenda Strong. Thank you, Miss Strong, because you are showing yourself very strong.
Uh-huh.
She's in the Alexandria area, 452-1542. You know, get that from her. Nikki Allen, 730-9519.
Another superstar.
Laura Francisco, 264-9609. And Miss Rebecca Anderson will be setting you up today.
Hey, what about another superstar from Bunky?
Rebecca Anderson.
Cynthia Wade.
Cynthia Wade is a bona fide superstar.
Bona fide.
Miss Rebecca Anderson at 542-8555. Miss, we're going to tell you more about Miss Anderson on next week on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We're running out of time. Carla, close them down.
Oh, man. Do we have to go, DC?
Shut them down.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you guys for spending the very best part of your Friday morning. It is the weekend with us right here on the official, the only official OPT Network. You know we love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. Don't be just a taker. Be a giver. Be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe weekend. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on that fun day Monday.
Yeah.
been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT.